Hello and welcome to Masturbation Chronicles, episode number 5. I can't believe this is the 5th one that I'm doing. So I'm literally laying in bed and I've been thinking about what could be a good topic. And I had a group I'm in the other day was talking about female orgasm. And I don't usually do female for female audios, not because I don't love my fellow women, but you know, I'm straight, so I'm usually more into men, but I try to make my Masturbation Chronicles more inclusive to anybody, really. And the conversation that we were having around female orgasm is like two parts, right? So men were asking like, what's the best way? But then on the other hand, some women were sharing that they've never ever brought themselves to orgasm. And so I don't know what the title of this is going to be yet, but I'm thinking something like, this one's for the girls or something like that. But my men friends or my friends with cocks, you are more than welcome to participate along with us and enjoy this as you listen. So I envision this as like talking a little bit about the female orgasm, but really kind of giving direction of how I touch myself and how I make myself come. And if you women or those with a pussy are so inclined, you are more than welcome to touch yourself in the same way that I'm touching myself. You know, this has been something as a topic for a long time. I remember when I was in grad school, part of grad school was a cohort program. So we traveled to two locations, and one of the locations was in Maine. And part of the Maine experience was to have lobster. So I recall sitting in this big room in small tables with, like, you know, you kind of sat with your friends or whatever. And I had made some really good female friends. So I'm giving you the visual image of this. So we're sitting at this smaller table. There's about 6 of us. We all have these oversized, large lobster bibs on. There are these huge red lobsters in front of us that we have to figure out how to open. And again, most of us are not from Maine, or usually the lobster comes already opened on a tail. And somehow the conversation goes to sex. And one of the ladies was recently married, so she was having sex all the time. One of the other ladies was sleeping with her therapist, which we all kind of gave her a, what? And she's like, well, he's not my therapist anymore. But still, that was interesting. It felt like an episode of Sex and the City. And then, you know, I was seeing a couple different guys at the time, you know, not having a lot of sex, but there was sex involved. And then my one friend admitted that she has never had an orgasm. And I said, because she had a boyfriend for a while, and I said, even, you know, with your own devices, you haven't? And she looked at me like, what do you mean? And I'm like, you haven't even brought yourself to orgasm ever? And she was, at the time, like, in her late 20s, and no judgment there, I was just giving you a picture. And I said, like, you don't have a vibrator or a toy? Because, like, some women enjoy that. I don't particularly subscribe all the time to that, but some do. She's like, nope. And, you know, every time I try, I get distracted and my brain goes into 20 different directions and I can't calm down and I lose it, even if it feels like it's getting close. So with all that said, I know that sometimes we need to relax, we need to unwind, and we just need to feel pleasure. So what I hope to do right now is to describe my pleasure and what I feel when I touch myself. And if you want to touch yourself along with me, you are more than welcome. Or if you just want to listen as a way to relax, you can do that too. And any of my friends with cocks who find this highly arousing that I'm describing how I pleasure myself, you are more than welcome to join in. You know, you're always welcome with me. So let's go ahead and get started. I had to roll over, so if I sound a little different, that's why. So for me, I have to be in the mood. And sometimes I can go a couple days, sometimes with my cycle, it's like during one part of the week when I'm ovulating, I want it all the time. and I'm sure this is true for any physical body that exists. Things that work for me may not work for you, right? So I know for a fact, maybe this is a little bit of an educational piece for those with cocks listening. Some women like their neck touched, some don't. Some like their nipples stimulated, some don't. Some don't even want you to touch them, right? Some women, like, obviously there's different, the pussies look different, right? So some women who are a little bit more fluffy, like me, have a little bit more, what do we want to call it? Fluff, we'll just use that to navigate around, kind of like a treasure hunt. Some don't. Some with slim bodies, their clitoris is very prominent. It's right there for you to see. Some have aversions for you to touch their stomach. Some love their stomach rubbed. So as I describe what I like, don't take it that you have to like it too. These are just suggestions, right? So do what makes you feel good, what makes your body feel good, and what feels safe for you. And again, for my cock-loving friends, or my friends with cocks, I should say. And I think I've never met a man who didn't love his cock. Feel free to adapt and do what you need to do. But for this one, I'm talking to the ladies, but don't worry, I'll check in with you, because I know you like that when I give you a little bit of attention. Sorry, girls, I had to tease them a little bit. Okay, so I'm laying on my back. Oftentimes, women tend to do this in their bed or in a place where they feel safe, private, and comfortable. I'm also wearing clothes, right? So I have on my nightgown and my panties. Some women may strip completely down, some don't. So I'm using the not stripped down version today. So what I like to do first is, because if you haven't learned this yet, the biggest sexual organ in the body, or the most powerful sexual organ in the body, is not between your legs. It's actually your mind or your brain. So if you can get your brain into it, the likelihood of orgasm triples, because it's your mind that you have to control and stay focused on the pleasure. Now, some, it really depends, are more visual, and you might need a visual aid. So either pictures of sexual things that are happening, or people you find attractive, or whatever that is. Some are stimulated by audio, much like I'm delivering to you right now. Some even use their own imagination or their own mind to focus. Oftentimes when I'm not like speaking through this, like, it's really my own mind that I'm thinking about, and it's not even a scenario. It's like focusing on what feels good as I touch myself, and then just keeping my attention to the feelings that I'm having in my body that intensify my need and desire to come. So again, each person is different. So if you need to get an aid, get an aid. If you do have a toy and you want to get your toy, go for it. If you're using your fingers like I am, that's cool too. Whatever you need. And for my cock friends, if you need some lube, grab some lube. And even for my pussy friends, if you need some lube, get some lube. Usually I don't use lube because I get really wet, but that's entirely up to you. I mean, this is your body. Do what you need. So I usually start with my nipples, right? So some start up higher. If you want to do that, go right ahead. But I love my nipples stimulated and touched. So right now, what I'm doing, I'll describe to you exactly. I'm coming into the top of my nightgown, and I'm just putting my hand, so my fingers are face down toward my stomach, right on my heart. And I'm just pausing for a moment to kind of center myself. So go ahead and take a couple breaths. I won't count you through it because I know we all breathe differently. But just take some breaths for yourself right here with your hand, just resting flat between your breasts or your chest. And just take a minute just to let your warm hand or even if your hand is kind of chilly, mine's a little chilly, rest right there on your heart. And this is really just to kind of ground you for a moment. And let yourself feel your heartbeat. Just come to a place of calm. Now I'm imagining as I'm doing that, so I'm going to give you a play-by-play of what my brain is doing. I'm starting to squeeze my little muscles inside of my pussy in anticipation, right? I'm not even wet yet, but I'm imagining in my brain how wet my pussy is about to get. How good that orgasm is going to feel, because I haven't had one in a couple days. So I'm just literally tensing my little muscles and squeezing them. So go ahead and do that now. Just kind of, your hand is still resting on your heart. And go ahead and, sorry, my earlobe itches. And go ahead and just squeeze those little muscles. I'm also giving you this unedited. I don't usually ever edit, but so you get the whole experience of what I'm doing. So notice now it's time to move, in my opinion, to your breasts. So I, for whatever reason, my left breast, my left nipple, is far more sensitive than my right one. So I love to just gently, so what I'm doing right now is I'm opening my pointer finger and my middle finger like a pair of scissors, and I'm just squeezing my left nipple between them, and while it's squeezed, I'm just tugging it up. And so what am I feeling? So I feel on my nipple, it feels good. There's like a tingle or like a sensation of pleasure that I'm feeling. So I'm just pulling it up and letting it slide between those two fingers and out. And it's getting hard. So this little nipple, I wish you could see it, is just standing at attention right now. So now I'm taking my middle finger and I'm just gently running in circles. I like circles. My fingertip over the top of my nipple. So go ahead and do that now and see what that feels like to you. Where do you feel the sensation? Now, I always tease that my nipples are somehow super connected to my clitoris or my clit, because when I start playing with them like this, so softly and so gently, I can actually feel it in my clit. Like, I actually feel almost the same circular sensations on my clit. And see if you can feel that now, too. Just focus on me and my voice. Just push everything else to the side and see if you feel that. And my cock friends, if you are rubbing your nipple, do you feel that in your cock? Does it make you harder when you do it? Some men like nipple stimulation, some don't, just like women. Some, or anybody really. Some do, some don't. So now I like to take my breast and just, because I have small hands, just try to grip the whole thing and hold it. So my nipple is like nuzzled into the palm of my hand, and I'm still on my left breast. And I'm just squeezing it, the whole thing. And feel where you feel any pleasure there, like a spot that feels good on your breast. Is there anything that just feels delicious? And that's what you want to keep doing. Now again, nipples for me are the place to be. So my other move here is I like to squeeze it between my thumb and my pointer finger and roll it. Oh, now see, I can feel that in my clit. Oh, and so I'm pinching it and rolling it and tugging it at the same time. And my little nipple is just standing at attention. It loves that. Let's go try the right side. So how does that feel, though? Does it feel good to roll it? Does it feel good to tug it? Like, that's what you want to notice. What feels good? What can you feel in your pussy as you do that? And if you feel nothing, that's okay. But if you do feel something, what does that feel like? So now I'm going to slide my hand over to the right and give the same attention to my right nipple. Now again, the left one tends to get most of my attention. I think maybe it's because I'm right-handed, so usually my left hand goes to my left nipple and my right hand goes down to my pussy, so that's probably why the left one gets more attention. But my right one likes the same thing. So I'm doing the same thing. I'm doing that scissor motion where I'm squeezing my nipple and just tugging it. Oh, that feels so good. I like the little pinch. I wouldn't say it's pain, but it's like a little tug or pinch. When I get almost to the tip, it gives it a little bit of pleasure into my clit. Now I'm going to start rolling that one too. Now I can feel that again in my pussy. Like, I feel it's because I'm still squeezing those little tiny muscles inside of me. So I can feel them start to warm up. And I'm pretty sure that I have a little bit of wetness that's starting now too. So can you feel that? What does that feel like to you? Yeah. So if you can put the phone down, if you're wearing headphones, try to do both nipples at the same time. So tug them, pull them, roll them, make them feel good. And again, if you don't like this, just gently caress your breasts and just honor the fact that you have them. But do what makes you feel good. Do what you like. So now I'm going to just take my right hand and I'm going to go further down and just run it over. I'm going to actually come up underneath my nightgown. Just rub it over my abdomen all the way down to my tummy. Now, I mean, it feels good just to have the skin caressed, but I don't actually get like a crazy amount of pleasure. Just, you know, it just tingles like anything feels when your like hand is rubbing something on your skin. So sometimes I just like to take my hand and right over my belly button, I just rub circles, like nice big circles over it. And that just kind of gets the blood flowing further down into the body. And it actually does feel good. So I'm making, I guess you would say, clockwise circles right over my belly button. And go ahead and do that too. And what does that feel like? Sometimes I let my hands fall to the side and I just run them over my hips, because sometimes I imagine some nice hands gripping my hips. I'm not a waist person. I don't like my waist gripped, but I love my hips gripped. That feels good to me. So go ahead and, if you want, give yourself a squeeze with your hands on your hips. And just be gentle about it. You're like, you're not trying to hurt yourself or muscle yourself or anything like that. You're just giving them a very sensual squeeze. What does that feel like to you? So now the next piece that I do, and I'm doing it right now, is I lift my legs up so my feet are flat against the bed and my knees are up so I can reach my inner thighs better. And I'm using just my right hand on my right thigh, but I'm caressing from my knee with just my fingertips down toward my pussy. And make patterns here, like almost be tickly, like just very gently run your fingers all around the inside of your thighs. So that's what I'm doing now. So literally starting at my knee and just making little light circles up and down the inside of my thigh. It gets almost tickly and tender when I get close, like in my groin area, like right where my pussy and my thigh meet in that space. And that just feels good to like run your fingers there too. So go ahead and tease your inner thigh and go ahead and move to the left one too, if you, whatever handed you are. And just rub your hand on the outside of the thighs just really lightly. So for me, the lighter, tickly touch is what I need. You might need a firmer touch, but it actually makes the bottoms of my feet tickle when I do that. And it just feels really good. Okay. So now I'm going to take my hand, and I have my panties on, so I'm not even under my panties just yet, but I'm just going to take my hand and just lay it on top of my pussy. Now again, I'm a fluffy bodied one, so it feels good to just hold my hand right there and just allow the warmth to build. So we want it to be warm. We want it to be hot. We want to feel the warmth through our panties. So just go ahead and just rest your hand there and start making gentle caresses. You can do circles, whatever feels good to you. Just right on the top of your mound, just with your fingertips. And just what does that feel like, letting the panty material, whatever that is, just touch you? And as your hand is just kind of like pushing it against your skin, what does that feel like? How would you describe that? For me, so my panties are cotton, so it just feels like light, gentle, almost smooth little touches. And again, I'm just rubbing my hand, just moving it in circles and moving my fingers in different directions, just on the mound. I haven't even touched my clit yet. And go ahead and let it, your hand further go down between your legs, just a little bit further, again, still on the outside of your panties. And just let your hand cup there and push in just a little bit. Give yourself some squeezes too, to squeeze that little canal. Oh, that feels good. I can feel my whole pussy move as I'm doing my little Kegel exercises and my squeezes. Ooh. Now you can either go put your hand down the front of your panties, or if you just want to move the crotch to the side. But now just lay your hand, do the same exact thing, but just lay your hand bare against your pussy. So I'm a little natural, so I have some fuzzies, some hair there, but you might not. So whatever feels for you. So sometimes I like, if you just take a little bit of the hair and tug on it, that feels good. But again, up to you, what you like and what feels good. And just explore the area. Like, I haven't gone for my clit yet. I haven't tried to stick my fingers inside of myself. I'm just feeling the outside, really, of my pussy. What's the skin feel like? How warm is it? How soft? A pussy feels like nothing else in the world. That feels really good. And I hope my cock friends are enjoying their cock and stroking as I'm doing this, because I'm sure it's making you hard thinking about me touching my pussy, and all the women listening and all the ones with pussies listening, touching theirs. So I'm taking my hand and, like, I don't know, pinching it, grasping it. So like letting my hand pull it a little bit on either side. And that just feels good because, again, I'm fluffy, but you do what feels good to you. So now we're going to go see if we're wet. So I have to open my lips a little bit and stick my finger in down towards my entrance. And I am wet. I hope you are too. So right now I'm just swirling my finger around the entrance. I haven't touched my clit yet. And I'm just feeling all the honey, that's what I call it, all my little juices that's collecting there. So how does that feel for you? Are you wet? If you need more stimulation elsewhere, please do that. You know, this is, make this your own adventure. But I'm wet, so I'm going to just take my finger from that little hole that I haven't entered yet and just drag it up to find my clit. Now, if you haven't ever found your clit before, it'll be that little hard nubbin that's between your lips. And if you need a mirror, go ahead and get a mirror to find it. But mine, I can feel it's this little hard bundle that's right at the top of my slit. Now, again, being fluffy, I have to slide my finger inside and spread a little. But you do you. Yours might be sitting right there on top. And that's okay. Now let's talk about the clit. So the clitoris is as sensitive as the tip of a penis. Depending on how your body is shaped, you might have a hood that is prominent. And you might need to just slide that hood back a little bit so you can get your finger on it. Or you might not, right? And that's entirely, you know, there's no right or wrong there. That's just how your body's made, and all of them are good. I like direct stimulation to my clit. Some women don't, right? So you have to figure out what you like. So it might feel better if you're touching yourself through your hood. It might feel better if you're touching yourself directly, depending on how prominent your clit is. Some women use their finger, or forefinger and their thumb to kind of like squeeze it like it's a little penis and jerk it. I've seen some of those videos, which is kind of hot. I like, and I've described this before in all of my audios, I like circles. So I just take my middle finger, I literally put it on my clit, and I make circles to the left. And tiny little circles, just moving it around. And as I do that, so I can start to feel the pleasure, because the clit is not just right there. It actually connects deeper inside. So it comes around and it connects to your, I think it connects to your G-spot, actually, if you follow the nerves all the way around to it. So as I'm making those little circles, I can feel all of that, like, deeper inside of me. And sometimes I go back down to my little hole and I get some of my juices and I move that up to my clit. So go ahead and play with your clit for a few minutes. And again, if you have a vibrator, use your vibrator. Do whatever makes you feel good. I'm just going to make my little circles and move my hips and squeeze my little muscles, because that's what feels good to me. Ooh. So I'm moving my fingers a little bit faster. So what feels good to you, right? So sometimes that slowness starts to feel really good. But moving your fingers faster and providing more sensation is really what gets me going. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. So my fingers moving faster. Oh, now I'm starting to tremble. Like, I can feel it in my hips and my pussy and everything. Like, there's like vibrations happening all through my body. And my breathing starts to change. Now, how you know you're going to orgasm is that you feel like something is going to happen, like you're rushing towards something. And if you just keep going, you're just going to go over. It's almost like falling over a ledge. Ooh, that feels so fucking good. So I'm probably going to come. And if you can come, you can come with me. But I'm going to keep talking so that you know when it's going to happen. But just go ahead and make yourself feel good, baby. Oh, God, yeah. So I start arching up a little bit. My knees are up and they're spread open, which kind of changes the angle. And I'm just rubbing my clit faster and faster. Oh, I feel myself building. Oh, I'm squeezing those little muscles. Oh, here it comes. Oh, God, yeah, come on, baby. Come with me. You can do it. Let's let go. Oh, yeah. So close. Oh, God. Oh, come for me. Oh. Can it build? I'm so close. I'm gonna go down and get some more of my juices. I just squirted out a little bit. Oh, goodness, I dropped the phone. There we go. So I'm gonna get a little bit more juices to make my clit wet. But, oh. Like right there on the edge, but I keep thinking about what I need to say, so I'm distracting myself. So I just need to focus on coming, so I'm gonna do that. So sometimes, oh, that was a good one. So sometimes our natural, I can't think straight. Give me a second. Oh, fuck. Sometimes our natural intention is, or tendency, that's the word I'm looking for, is to suppress. And like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going to pee, or what's going to happen? I don't know. But keep going. Like, that's the point. If you keep going past that, that's when the orgasm happens. And it actually feels like waves of pleasure. So when I orgasm, there's a couple different, you can kind of hear it in my breath and when I'm like gasping, it's a couple different peaks. So it's like it hits and then I intake and then it hits again. So I usually have like 3 to 4 peaks of pleasure when I orgasm. And everybody's different. You might just have one, or you might just have a little tiny, tiny orgasm where you barely move, or as you keep practicing, you'll have more and more. So anyway, so that's the Masturbation Chronicle for today, episode 5. I have 4 other episodes, so please to go take a listen. And so follow me, subscribe to me on Reddit or Literotica. And I hope you had fun. Have a good day.